Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Sports Talk here on the Big 870 WWL. Mike Dottiglia along with, he's back from vacation, Charlie Long. Great to have him back in studio. Again, we've got a full show tonight and certainly still talking about LSU baseball, the 2025 college baseball national champs. Also, we'll be talking some NBA basketball as a major trade went down today with the Pelicans and then setting up what should be an interesting night tomorrow. And tomorrow night, we'll do our regular sports talk from 4 to 6. And then at 6 o'clock, we'll go to the Pelicans facilities where Steve Geller, Charlie Long will take over from 6 to 9, giving you all the coverage of what's going to happen on draft night. And it should be interesting with the Pelicans. And as of now, they still have those two first-round selections. Charlie, it came out a couple hours ago, but the ESPN is reporting that the 2025 College World Series Finals were the most watched two-game series on ESPN platforms ever. It averaged 2.5 million viewers. Game two, 2.8 million viewers, the sixth most watched College World Series game on record. But, you know, we know a lot of times people aren't watching it on TV. They may be traveling, they listening to it or watching it on cell phone, who knows what device that they're watching it on, listening to it on WWL radio. I told the two stories that, you know, when we did the basically the Hall of Fame deal for the College and Pro Hall of Fame for the Bayou region Wednesday night, everybody's looking to leave. And it's at the same time, LSU's coming up to bat in the ninth inning. And when Rodriguez gets the hit, everybody kind of like hits the brakes. You could almost hear the squealing of the brakes in the background. And then the ball gets away from the Arkansas outfielder. And then Bear gets the big hit to drive it all home. And it just great to watch it. And the same thing happened at the Louisiana Line Camp when they played Arkansas the first time. I'm trying to do interviews, and in the background, all I can hear is LSU baseball and Chris Blair's voice. So it goes to show there's still a lot of people out there. They listen to college baseball right here on the Big 870 WWL. But great accomplishment for LSU. As, again, ESPN is putting out is the most watched two-game series on ESPN platforms ever. That's a great testimony to LSU baseball.
2.5 million average viewers, Mike, and peaked at 3 million viewers for the Men's College World Series Finals. It's outstanding numbers for LSU baseball against Coastal Carolina in what was a very highly anticipated series. I know leading up to it, like when I was last on the show, we didn't know who the opponent was going to be necessarily, but we had an idea that it was going to be Coastal, who started out 2-0 in their bracket. They obviously went 3-0. LSU goes 3-0 in their bracket after that crazy Arkansas game that you had just mentioned, and it set up awesome pitching matchups between the two squads. So everything was really hyped up, well promoted, and then, you know, it lived up to expectations. LSU takes two games, two very highly contested games, I might add, but it was a very, very fun College World Series for sure, and the numbers obviously kind of reflect that.
And it's even, how they say, it's not politically correct to say it, more funner when LSU ends up winning it.
Of course.
It's really, and, you know, two out of the last 3 years for Jay Johnson, and boy, he has really made a huge mark here. When you see all those young pitchers that are returning to this roster, LSU's going to have a run at this again. I don't know if they'll get there, but certainly one thing with Jay Johnson, he's recruiting 24/7. We've talked about this before. He is nonstop in his pursuit of excellence, of trying to get this program and keep it at the highest level. Charlie, today, a major trade in the NBA involving the Pelicans as they traded away veteran C.J. McCollum, Kelly Olynyk and a future second-round pick to the Washington Wizards for Jordan Poole, Sadiq Bey, and the 40th overall selection in the draft. One thing I can say about CJ, man, he was a class act here. He gave it everything he had. He was a really good basketball player, but you just had a feeling. And, you know, Cullen and I were talking about this. When you have change up at the top, I think guys like him become vulnerable, that they're going to get dealt off to another team. And he's in the final year of his contract anyway. So you knew his stay here was going to be short if it was going to happen on draft day or whenever. CJ was going to get traded, so he gets dealt off. Now, Kelly Olynyk, I'll give credit. You and I talked about this. When they got him, we just thought he was a kind of a kick-in player. He turned out to be a lot more than that in the trade, and he played pretty well down the stretch for the Pelicans. Now you got two young guards in Jordan Poole, Sadiq Bey, sort of schizophrenic players. Sometimes they play really well, other times really not. And so it's all going to be about fit here and how it fits with what Joe Dumars is trying to piece together with the Pelicans.
So a couple things, Mike. First and foremost, I echo your sentiments completely about CJ McCollum. Rod Walker had a great tweet about this, our friend from NOLA.com. That I hope Pelicans fans appreciate what CJ McCollum brought to this team and the city when he was here. The ultimate professional in every sense. I agree 1,000% with that. CJ was a pro's pro. And Kelly Olynyk in his short time here, as you mentioned as well, he impressed us. He was a solid rotational piece in the front court for this Pelicans team. Now, this trade is fascinating to me, and we'll talk with Mark Cook later and Nick Friedel later in the show about this. The Pelicans front court is now pretty barren. You have the centers under contract as Eve Misi and Carlo Mackovich, two young guys that had kind of taken strides this past year. Eve Misi specifically had an awesome rookie campaign. But outside of that, there's really nothing there. And I know that Joe Dumars is the 7th overall pick to work with, pick 23 now. They traded with Indiana earlier this past week. And then today, you get pick 40 as well. They're going to need to address some holes in that front court with at least one or two of those picks, Mike. And I could see them potentially going after a big man at pick 7, whether that be Duke's Kamen Malawach, whether that be Maryland's Derek Queen. We'll just kind of have to see. But the big position is now one to that's going to be on the key part of the radar for this Pelican squad. And as far as Jordan Poole and Sadiq Bey go, Jordan Poole, I think a lot of people, what they'll grade this trade on is what they feel about Jordan Poole. Do they think of the Golden State Jordan Poole that was the third best player on a championship team in 2021-2022? Or do they think of him as kind of the empty calories, just high volume shooting numbers guy that you saw in Washington the last couple of years? What you think of Jordan Poole will kind of determine how you feel about this trade. I kind of like Jordan Poole. I think that he's an exciting player. As you mentioned, he is a little bit schizophrenic, a little bit up and down. The real kind of interesting part of this trade to me, outside of adding pick 40, so you have a pick on day 2 of the draft, I like Sadiq Bey a lot, Mike. And the connection with Troy Weaver, the new Pelicans GM, is obvious there. You know, Troy Weaver was not just in Detroit, but also in Washington. So you can kind of connect the dots a little bit. Sadiq Bey was excellent early on in his career with Detroit and a great role player. He tore his ACL in 2023 and he didn't play last year. He missed, obviously, the end of the 2023 season as well. But he's kind of a piece that if he comes back from that ACL tear and he's like 90% of the player that he was early on in his career with Detroit, where he was a really good wing, kind of could hit threes, play good defense, very hard-nosed type of player, you kind of like that trade. And I think that, you know, maybe Weaver is confident that he can get back to that spot because he signed that extension when he was traded to Washington. But, you know, bringing in youth, as you mentioned as well, Mike, getting Jordan Poole and Sadiq Bey, both 26 years old. You're moving on from CJ, once again, a pro's pro, but he's 33. Kelly Olynyk was 34. So you can kind of see the pieces coming into place here for Joe Dumars, that he's adding youth. He's adding an extra pick as well. And he's kind of building this team in his image.
He put his fingerprint, toe print on this trade, okay? Because he got connections and people he hired has the connections with him. So this is all about Joe Dumars here and trying to set up a roster a certain way. The other intrigue about it is, and man, and I've heard it from so many different people, so many projections, for tomorrow night, where is Ace Bailey from Rutgers going to get picked?
I've seen him
as high as 3. I've seen him last all the way to the Pelicans pick.
My theory with this trade as well, Mike, and this is not any kind of insider information, so take this with the heaviest grain of salt. I think the Washington Wizards bringing in these veteran pieces like Chris Middleton, who they already brought in, Marcus Smart, same thing. Now you're bringing in Kelly Olynyk and CJ McCollum. I think they're going with Ace Bailey at six. I don't think Ace will go at three to Philadelphia after the reports came out that he declined to go visit with them pre-draft. The pre-draft process thing, we can talk about that later on for Ace Bailey. It's been very strange to follow. I think he's going to slide a little bit, but if he's there at pick six, I think Washington's going to pick him up. And I don't think he'll be for the Pelicans at pick seven. But I think at the same time, with the way this Pelicans roster is currently constructed, even with if he was there at pick seven, I think you still need to kind of prioritize adding a big guy. But that's just my opinion.
Yeah, the other thing, too, is how his agent has run this.
It's been strange, Mike.
Yeah, everybody's pointed the finger at Ace. No, it's his agent doing
agreed,
this.
Agreed, 1,000%.
He's trying to put him in the one or two spots. Come on. I've seen this happen way too many times. Hey, let me get you to where I think you'll be the best fit, and you just go along with it. You do what I tell you to do. That's why you hired me. Agents got a major, major effect on where a lot of these players get selected on draft day. NFL, Major League Baseball, NBA. We come back. We'll have on with us one of the greats for LSU baseball and former UNO baseball coach Blake Dean right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettelier along with Charlie Long in studio and on our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line, one of the all-time greats to play at LSU and former UNO baseball coach Blake Dean. Blake, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Absolutely. Appreciate you guys having me on.
Blake, I guess, you know, when you win a national championship, it's something, it's always somewhat special, but you go through these moments, and I can remember listening to Skip Bertman and a talk one time, and he says, you know, you can call it football luck or baseball luck or basketball luck or fighting through adversity and tough moments, the mental tough moments, and he said there's always going to be that, you know, for a championship team. And you saw that with LSU in that game Wednesday night against Arkansas in the ninth inning, fighting through that and sort of how it bonds a team together. And to me, that is really the hallmark of this LSU baseball team.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, in order to be, you know, to have the success they've had and, you know, win the championships they won and won another one this year, you've got to be able to handle adversity, right? You've got to be able to handle the tough times. Anyone can succeed and do well when things are going good. But it's when you hit that rough patch or, you know, you lose a game, the little rock right there, right? And how do you recover, right? You know, losing that game when it was on the verge of ending your season in the next game potentially and, you know, taking it to the national championship. So the tough moments are what define champions, and obviously they've done a really good job of overcoming some adversity.
I think there's a Ferris narrative out there that, you know, this isn't a talented team, which I don't get because all I know is Coleman and Ianson and Jones and Chase Shores, those guys are going to be playing in the major leagues pretty soon. But they don't have maybe the big bats, you know, of maybe years past or a guy like Paul Skeens. But this was a very talented team. And you can talk a little bit about it, of how difficult it is from a manager's standpoint and from a team standpoint to play as a team. Because a lot of people, hey, listen, you know, I want my shot. I want my shot. But there is a certain amount of team play in an individual game that you have to kind of overcome.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, at the end of the day, you know, it kind of makes me laugh just, you know, hearing people say that. Like, oh, you know, it isn't a super talented team. What's crazy is that's the expectation level in which the people of Louisiana have become accustomed to. It's
yeah,
a
right.
really good problem to have, right? But yeah, I can tell people all the time, I said they must be somewhat talented because they just were the final team holding the trophy up at the end of the year. And you know, again, I think that just goes to show you the caliber of players that has come through LSU and that continue to come through LSU. Like you said, I mean, you can't have a Paul Skeens every time or a Dylan Cruz or a Bregman, right, or, an Aaron Nola. I mean, those aren't, hanging from the tree every day. So when you see those guys, it's just, those are special moments. But I think, again, people become accustomed to that. And, you know, at the end of the day, LSU is a super talented team with really good players. And, you know, they found a way to win it at the very end. And, they were cohesive. They played together. They had some younger guys, some older guys, some transfer portal guys. So kudos to the staff as well for making those guys become cohesive and being able to play together with such a short amount of time to do so.
Coach, you've seen a lot of freshmen hit the LSU scene. I don't think I've seen one as good as Derek Curiel. Now, they may have people that were more talented. I think there were. When you look at Bregman and certainly other guys that have come through the ranks here. But what he did as a freshman, to me, is remarkable. I mean, he played like, a 25-year-old out there. Just his poise, how he played out in the field, but also his bat. He was not intimidated by SEC pitching.
Yeah, I think he was super polished, right? I think you can see that from his at-bats. I think he understood who he was. I think that's the kind of maybe the separator. Typically, it's a young guy, who you are in high school, you're the top dog. And then when you come over to the SEC, there could be a little bit of transition. But, I think he was very, very balanced, balanced in all capacities of knowing who he was. He didn't try to he's not out there playing like someone he's not. He's not trying to go hit all these home runs. He's very structured and very consistent with everything that I watched him do. Look at how many times he got on base consecutively, whether there were hits or walks or whatever the case may be. I mean, that's pretty unheard of. That's so difficult to do because of the consistency that's required to do that. So, again, I think you said it pretty well. There are some guys out there that probably run faster, that have more power, that throw the ball harder from the outfield, and they're, all these different things. But over the course of all of the tools combined, his consistency was pretty elite, which I think made him have a lot of success.
Coach Dean, I wanted to ask you, you mentioned the transfer portal, and I know at this point it's kind of the Wild West at times, and you had to deal with it yourself at UNO, at least the start of it. But I just want to get your thoughts on what Jay Johnson has done in recruiting. Like Mike had brought it up in the first segment, he's just a tireless recruiter. He's always chasing after guys. And you can talk about the guys that stay in the program and come in as freshmen and develop, like the Cade Andersons, who could potentially be the number one overall pick in the draft, like Chase Shores, who was locked down in Omaha, like, Ethan Fry and Stephen Milam and Jake Brown and Jared Jones and all these other guys, but filling in the holes with the portal, and he's been able to get such good pieces like Luis Hernandez, like Chris Stanfield, Danny Dickinson from Utah Valley and Michael Braswell 2 years ago, and then even like an Anthony Ianson, who ended up being the second best pitcher on a championship staff. He's always able to just kind of find the holes that he needs to fill, and he goes out in the portal and gets the best player available, it seems, for those holes.
Yeah, I mean, again, I tell people, let's not be mistaken now. This is LSU, right? So the backing of the NIL that they have and the capability speaks for itself, right? I tell people all the time, they're not necessarily recruiting. They are, but they're picking, right? They're going through, and I give him credit for being able to go through and recognize what he needs to, offset his current team and what he's looking for in certain players and their abilities, right? I think that's the interesting part when you kind of go through and look at it, because at the end of the day, they're gonna get who they want. They have the NIL money and capability to get who they want. It's just kind of finding the right pieces to do that. And I think he does a really, really good job of finding people that fit to his mentality, what he's looking for, the right pieces to be versatile, right? And they've got guys that can bunt. They got guys that can hit the home run. So they kind of cover all of the areas. So I think that's what he does a really good job at. Then obviously, they go, I heard him the other day say they signed 10 freshmen. So, he goes through and finds the top freshman that he's going to groom for a couple years. And that'll be the core of who he has. And then he'll fill in the portal guys every year. So I think he's got a lot of success to come. I think the Tigers are in good shape, and we'll be competing for many more championships the next few years.
Blake, it's funny I'll get your take on it from when you were at LSU to today, how different the Southeast Conference is. And right around that time, because Glenn Gilbert and I were talking about this yesterday, when Skip got there, you know, Ron Polk at Mississippi State, he sat on top of Mount Everest. He was the guy. And then, you know, Skip made that run, and then it was Polk and Skip. But then all of a sudden, now you saw a lot of other SEC teams put money into facilities, going after different players. And it wasn't so much an out west game of baseball. It became more southern region baseball. And that's what you see today. So tell some people the difference. And it wasn't that long ago you were playing, how different it is in the SEC today. It's a gauntlet to go through when you got to play SEC pitching and going up against those batters each and every weekend.
Yeah, there's no question. And what people are going to understand now is, I mean, even, you know, these SEC schools, they're going out and getting the best players from, you know, the lower mid-majors. They're getting from Division II. I mean, you know, they're going in basically, like I said, selecting. You know, they're going through an almost hand-picking. Obviously, they're going head-to-head with each other recruiting, right? I mean, I'm sure LSU will run into Texas and all, you know, some of these other SEC schools along the way. But it's so different now because, again, now with social media, there's really, you know, used to back in the day, you know, even when I was there, you know, if you had a recruiter that could go out, work other people and build connections, then typically you might be able to find that diamond in the rough or that one that no one knew about. But nowadays with social media, I mean, my gosh, all it takes is one post on Twitter or X, you know, and then, you know, this kid's seen all over the country. You don't even have to go recruit him. He's got his video that's got 2 million views on it, right? So everything has drastically changed. There's not many hidden players anymore, and the SEC has just got the best of the best because they're picking from all the other conferences in the country.
Last question for you would be about Jared Jones. And I've told this to Charlie and other people worked with Bobby too, that I think he's always going to have a little bit of inconsistency with his hitting. That's just the way he is, where he's going to get streaky, and then he scares the hell out of you when he come up to the plate because he's a big man. Now, when he's swinging that bat and he gets in that groove, he is something special there. Your thoughts on the future with Bear?
Well, I think, again, like you said, again, look how big he is. I mean, you can't build that, right? I mean, that's given. So he's kind of got the leg up there in that capacity. Obviously, the power and the strength is, you know, something to be seen. And like you said, nowadays, let's be quite honest, he plays a position where all they care about in the big leagues is driving in runs, playing, you know, adequate defense and hitting your 20 to 30 home runs a year and driving in 100. Right. So I think if you stick him out there and you say, you know, nowadays they're not necessarily concerned about what your batting average is and how many times you strike out. I think if you go unleash him and say, hey, I want you to try to connect to 30 a year, go out there and hit 30 out, play a good first base, drive an 80. Well, he could probably play for a long time. You know, he'll just he'll have to trim back on some of those down moments. But he's got the power and strength to make up for a lot of mistakes that people that don't have his size are capable of doing.
Blake, I didn't think I'd live long enough. We're not even at the All-Star break in baseball, and you got a catcher with the Mariners with 32 home runs.
Cal Raleigh. Oh, my goodness.
How about that? Man, listen, that's a difficult position, and you got 32 home runs before you hit the All-Star break? Now, I don't know how things will work out past, because that's a really demanding position. But, man, it goes to show if you can swing a bat, man, you're going to make a lot of money these days.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Like I said, if you drive runs in and you hit home runs, you're going to make a lot of money. You know, look at Devers. Devers just signed, you know, a big deal with San Francisco. I mean, again, that was solely on the bat. It was on
correct.
The bat. So, yeah, there's a lot of potential there for him to be playing, for Jones to play for a while with that bat.
Blake, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Appreciate your time and insights, buddy. Thank you so much.
Absolutely, gentlemen. You guys take care.
Thanks, Coach.
All righty. Blake Dean, former LSU great and was former coach at UNO, now in private business. When we come back from Nico Sports, we'll have it, that special baseball that people been asking about. Hey, we'll tell you how to get it right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike DeTellier along with Charlie Long handling things behind the scenes, and on our Oakwood Heart Jewelers talking text line from Nico Sports by Bob Ibeck. Bob, man, great to hear your voice again. It's been a while, and I got to tell you the story before this deal. Last time you came on and we had the LSU baseball, Jay Johnson's first national championship run at LSU, so I bought one and I gave it to him to sign. He takes a long look at it and he was like, man, I've signed a few of these. I was like, hey, win another one and I'll get you to sign part two on that one. So tell everybody about the licensed baseball celebrating LSU's national championship season.
Well, Mike, first, it's good to be with you. I always love my time on the station there and when I get down to New Orleans. And, yeah, Jay Johnson, the coach, he's the first coach to win two titles in his first 4 years as being a head coach. So he's starting a little mini dynasty there. I know LSU has won now 8 times over the course of their school's career. And the SEC has really done a nice job in winning titles out in Omaha. 6 straight years an SEC team has won the College World Series, and 11 years in the past 16. So I assume this is we're going to be setting up a lot of these baseballs, I think, in years to come with LSU. So. And this is a really nice baseball. I'll explain to your listeners what we're doing and how we're going ahead and making history here because – you know, LSU has had my son was telling me, Kevin, he's the assistant general manager with the Tampa Bay Rays, and he scouts a lot of these games during the College World Series. He says, Dad, they got at least 4, maybe 5 Major League Baseball players in that team. He was very impressed with Chris Shores, the relief pitcher, the 6'8" dude that throws at 101 miles an hour. That guy's going to be a real good closer for some major league team someday, I think. But this baseball that I'm talking about celebrates the championship win against Coastal Carolina, which had come in winning 26 straight. So they beat them 1-0 and 5-3. Those scores will be on one of the panels of the baseball. They're $49.95 each. They come with a beautiful display case with a gold base that the ball sits in. Only 2,025 of these baseballs will ever be made, and we're closing in on the halfway mark. So I do urge people, when I give out that phone number in just a moment, to do it soon because these will be gone. These come also with a numbered certificate of authenticity. On various sides of the baseball, one side you'll have the Tiger Eye logo. Another one right there in the middle, it'll say 2025 National Champions next to an LSU logo. We have another panel on there that has some Alex Box Stadium facts. And then we have another one which has the Tiger Head logo. So you get all that on this baseball. It's a season to remember for sure. The big wins against Coastal Carolina. They went 5-0 in the tournament, undefeated, and one of the strongest teams I think I've seen back in the College World Series in quite some time, and led by their pitching staff. I mean, really, they had some good pitchers. That's the name of the game. So if you'd like to go ahead and get this special baseball, maybe for a upcoming birthday present or anniversary idea or just to put in your own home and maybe I had a guy this morning when we were on your station order, I think 12 of them, and I asked him what he was doing. He says, I'm saving them for Christmas and going to put them in the stockings. And he says, that'll be a big hit. Santa will be a big hit. So here's how you can go ahead and order. 1-800-345-2868. That's 1-800-345-2868. And, Mike, we have a great website set up. You can see the baseball there, nicosports.com. Let me spell that, nikcosports.com. nikcosports.com, or go to 800-345-2868. 800-345-2868. Limited edition. You'll get that number certificate of authenticity. And keep in mind, only 2,025 of these will ever be produced. So in years to come, this will become a very historic item, and I can guarantee you that it will appreciate in value far beyond that $50 or so that you're paying for it.
The other thing, too, is with everything that's on there, that Eye of the Tie logo and certainly the Alex Box Stadium facts and, you know, the Tiger Head logo, you do have enough space on there that if you're an autograph collector and you can maybe go to the park a little early and get a few autographs, they got plenty room on there for you to get it signed. And you're talking to somebody that would know. Because I do have one of them that's got a number of signatures on it. So if you worried about that, they have enough room on that baseball that you could put a good five or six autographs on there.
Well, that's a great idea, you know, because, like I said, the talent on that team, there's some guys on there. They're two starting pitchers and certainly the relief guy and a couple other of your regular ball players. They've got good shots of being drafted in the upcoming baseball amateur draft. And I think, as we've seen, there's been some really good players that have come out and played in Major League Baseballs. And I wouldn't be surprised to see some of those guys coming out and make it into the big leagues in a couple years if they're a couple years in the minor leagues. There's a lot of talent in that team.
Bob, tell everybody a little bit again how they can order it. With the telephone number and also online.
Okay, there's two ways. Again, only 2,025 of these will be made. They're $49.95. The baseballs come with an individually numbered certificate of authenticity. Here's how you can order. Toll-free number is 1-800-345-2868. 1-800-345-2868. Or go to the website. You can see it there with the ball in that gold base. It really looks stunning. You put it up on a shelf at home or in your office. People will come in and say, where did you get that? You can go to the website and order it, nikcosports.com, nikcosports.com. That's nikcosports.com. And there are other items on the Nyko Sports website. We've been also celebrating, if any fans down your way are the Oklahoma City Thunder fans, we have a nice bundle item that you may want to check out that's also on the website, and that's the first ever championship for the Thunder in Oklahoma. So again, something very historic, and that those kind of items become very valuable in years to come when it's done for the first time.
And they got Jaden Daniels stuff on there, too, just to let them know.
Yeah.
Bob, thanks.
Oh, yeah.
Bob, thanks so much for joining us. Always my pleasure. And I hope we get to talk again, because I know what that means. That means a championship for somebody in our region.
That's for sure. And it's always enjoyable being with you. Have a great afternoon. Stay safe and stay cool. It's getting pretty warm these days.
That's for sure. Thank you, Bob. Bob Ibeck with Nyko Sports. And again, you can get in touch with them at 1-800-345-2868. We'll be back to finish it off here in our number one of Sports Talk right after this break. Finishing up here in our number one of Sports Talk on the Big 870, we want to thank Bob Ibeck from Nyko Sports coming on with us, along with former LSU great and former coach at UNO, Blake Dean, now in private business, talking to us about the Tigers. When we come back at 520, former coach in college basketball, and now he's one of the chief scouts for the NBA. Mark Cook will join us right here on the Big 870 WWL right after this news break.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.